Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Last week, we had a work experience student with us.
Yeah.
Jack from Loxton did a great job. He brought us in. We talked about this on Monday. He brought in a big 4-litre jar packed with chocolates, lollies, your favourites, your celebrations. There were some Skittles, all little individually wrapped things.
Mm-hmm.
Very COVID safe. Great for the office. We talked a bit about that and we had, I think we're trying to get to the bottom, trying to guess which variety of chocolate or sweet would be left at the bottom of the barrel.
Mm.
The things that you pick around, there's got to be one that the office is just like, not for me. Yesterday, the jar was half full. Today, it's basically empty. The office has gone to town on it. I think we've remembered that it's finally there.
I put my hand up and say I ate a lot of lollies and chocolate yesterday.
What have you been eating?
See, I've been a mix. Like, I didn't even think about the fact that we had made this sort of bet. I just ate what felt right.
Good.
Yeah, it was good. I've been having Skittles, the Freddo Frogs and the Caramello Koalas. I've been going in on those.
Yeah, I found myself definitely fishing for the Freddos and the Caramellos to a point where I was like digging through, trying to find, I don't want a crunchy, I want something like that.
Yeah, see, I did see someone yesterday. I won't name any names, but they did stockpile the crunchies. So I know they're probably down.
Classic Anthony. Now, I'm very surprised with where we are at the bottom of the barrel. It's about maybe 8 or 9 things left. Brooke, I'll get it from you so we can agree.
Yes.
What did we think would be left at the bottom?
I said about the bounty bars. You said I think the picnics.
I was expecting a bounty or a picnic. Let me tell you. There are no bounties and no picnics.
What? Hang on, are they Mars bars?
This is what we've got in there. So
it's a big, hefty jar.
We've got two things of Skittles, a pack of Maltesers, which I didn't mention on air, but I thought the Maltesers might be there as well. But one packet, you know, that's nothing special. That's someone, I didn't feel like Maltesers today. They clearly have been eaten. It's a couple of crunchies, which will go pretty quickly. Twixes, not surprised by.
Yeah, I didn't really think about the Twixes, but
what's wrong with a Twix?
It's not that there's anything wrong with it. I think it's just very simple. You know, if you're going for a block of chocolate or whatever, you want the really high class stuff.
I have a theory as well. There's like 2 Mars bars and then there's quite a few. It's like 3 or 4 Snickers.
I mean, the Snickers, it doesn't surprise me either, really. But I'm
similar
quite surprised. I'm surprised there's Maltesers. I'm surprised that there's Skittles left in there.
I think with a Snickers and a Mars bar, when I think of a Mars bar or a Snickers, I want the full-size thing that I can really chomp on and chew and get sticky and chunk on it. The little mini Mars bar, the celebrations-sized Mars bar or Snickers, it's really just one mouthful. It's not as satisfying.
Mm.
It's just a lot of sugariness at once without being able to really savour the saltiness of the caramel or the nougat or the peanut and really get a good grip on it. It just sort of goes down the hatch.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But we really misjudged the office. We'll see. We'll maybe check in again tomorrow and see, you know, maybe a bit more telltale once there is only one thing left.
Which has to happen eventually. Probably will be today by the rate that we're going.
Yeah, but I'm guessing a Twix now.
Oh, well. I'm going to go with the Mars bar.
Good call. There I regret saying Twix.